In Ghazni province, central Afghanistan, the dead include a woman and a child, following what eyewitnesses say was a raid by US forces.
What did we do wrong? They killed my father.
The accounts of what took place here vary. An international force statement says fighters attacked a joint Afghan-American patrol from inside the building. The patrol returned fire and on entering the home found two civilians killed in the crossfire. Two suspected Taliban fighters, ISAF says, were also killed. In contrast, eyewitnesses describe an unprovoked nighttime raid by coalition soldiers. They say four civilians died and insist there was no Taliban presence, no shots fired at the patrol.
It's unfortunate that we have any casualties. And I think you can see from this that the insurgents, they're engaging our forces, even the national police, at a variety of means that causes the civilians to get placed in danger, and unfortunately in this case they were killed.
What happened here may be disputed, but what is clear is the anger left behind. Bring me an American, this man cries. This is now a community that blames the current Afghan government and the United States for its grief.
If there's another election, we will not participate, whoever the candidates are. We want nothing to do with the government now.
With final election results expected imminently and a second round possible, the events in Ghazni illustrate the pitfalls for military strategy in Afghanistan and the need for popular trust in a legitimate government. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Kabul.